Dear our audience, newcomers, volunteers, and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 29th of June, and here in Oroville is hazy sunshine, 29 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today predicts very warm, partly sunny this morning, followed by clouds and occasional sunshine that afternoon, and over the night considerable evening cloudiness, then partly cloudy late. Temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 36 with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius, humidity on 46%, and winds from southwest at 17 km per hour with occasional gusts on 30 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 10, which is high. Moon is waning in Gibbous, illuminated on 93%, and it will be full on Thursday in Capricorn. Oroville Council and Resident Assembly Service invites us to a general meeting on the topic of the new Town Development Authority next Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone. And you can find online the links for the reviewing the topics on executive summary on the new Town Development Authority Task Force, on frequently asked questions and answers on NTDA by the Status Study Group, objections to the NTDA raised by Lata and Prashant, and latest postings from Working Committee regards NTDA. And this will be also a forum where the pros and cons of an NTDA for Oroville are explained and discussed. And of course, all are welcome. The Oroville Council, together with the Working Committee and Land Board, are now presenting a mandate for the new Land Board, and we are still requested to send our feedback before 8th of July to avcoffice@oroville.org. In the new mandate, we will find the constitution of the Land Board, a mandate of the Land Board with sub-points land protection, land purchase, sale and exchange, land stewardship, land records and management, fundraising for land, and thirdly, method of functioning of the Land Board. And the last, it's a point on reporting on the Land Board. NES School informs us that on between 2nd to 5th of July, there on New Creation Sports Ground, it will be Puducherry State Level Basketball Tournament for boys and girls, and we are invited to cheer them up. And TLC, the learning community, is happy to invite us for 3-day mud whaling event to build a compost toilet for the TLC base camp. And it will consist of walls made of mud, bamboo, glass bottles and other materials. It starts today at 9 a.m. until lunch, and then Tuesday and Wednesday as well. And during those days, you will go through a full process from the initial bamboo structure to the final cow dung finishing. So all those enjoying getting muddy hands is most welcome to join them. And you can drop in for an hour or a day or for 3 days. Our real electrical service team informs us that because of monthly maintenance for our work at Trichy Trumbalam substation, there will be no electricity tomorrow from 9 a.m. to evening 5 p.m. and they are suggesting us to keep our standby ready system ready for use. And that would be also time, as they announced already earlier, to fix all the cracks which occur during the storms in past month. The SIRE board would like to invite applicants for a workspace in the new SIRE building next to the foundation Bhavan in the administrative area. If you are involved in a project or activity that is service-oriented and related to education and research in some way, and are in need of a quiet and aesthetic place to work, there are several large desks available on the first floor. All facilities are available, including fiber-optic internet connection, for which a minimal contribution towards costs would be expected. So if you are interested, please write to sire@oroville.org for more information and or with your request. SIRE board are Ashok, C, Charlie, Jean-Yves, Jyoti K, Lucas, Mary, Sanjeev and Saura. and BCC would like to remind all residents about the Oroville Health Fund. And in case if you are not aware, there's a health fund scheme in Oroville to help ourselves and others by signing up for a scheme against monthly contribution of 400 rupees per adult and 200 per child. Most of us feel that it will not happen to us, but accidents and health issues can happen to anybody needing immediate attention. Once you have signed up for this health fund, it will cover most of your medical needs that may occur. Don't you think it's better to be on the safe side and join the scheme rather than having to depend on the support that you may seek receive via news and notes if anything happens? As a part of Health Fund, you have a choice of medical preventive option, both mainstream and alternative. And you can also read more about how the Oroville Health Fund works, its scopes, where the medical expenses are covered, who are the doctors, practitioners recognized by the Health Fund, and etc. on our net. So, with a deep concern for all residents, BCC requests us to please read and seek necessary information regarding the scheme, eat healthy, take care of our health, and be part of the Oroville Health Fund, even if you have an insurance from outside. And from BCC also comes the rates for the solar kitchen meals, and they are saying for the lunches. For individuals, a new rate is 1,430, for the students is 1,320. For individuals, new rate would be 90 rupees per meal. For lunch, for children, 50 rupees. For guests, 200, that stays the same. And also Sunday lunch, the new price is 130, for children, 75. And for the guests, Sunday lunch is 210. For dinners, for individuals, monthly contribution is 1,430, daily is 90 rupees, and for guests, 165. And we should also keep in mind that from now on, a maximum of 5 family members and close friends only can accompany individual or relatives as a guest for lunch or dinner at the solar kitchen at the individual's daily rate. The individual's daily rate will be also offered to visiting ashramites who are on prosperity. YouthLink would like to offer any youth who might be feeling trouble or in need for an empathic listener to contact any of the following names. They might not be able to offer you therapy or advice, but they are willing to connect you to the concrete support mechanism in our community, and they are willing to keep this confidential. So the youths you can contact are Anjali, Chandra, Kavita, Nadia, Mirabel, Om, Umaraman, Sinduja, Vika and Vinay. And here's the call from Solar Kitchen, Angelica and Shaktival for support for Shaktival, because Shaktival was close to kidney failure 4 months ago and is slowly recovering from this life-threatening condition. He needs to undergo dialysis for 2 times a week because both kidneys work very poorly. The doctors advise him to get a kidney transplant as soon as possible, and one of his relatives is willing to donate 1 kidney. This transplant will require around 4.5 lakhs, for which they are asking for support from the larger community. The following account with number 252340 Shaktival Health has been created for this purpose, and up to now they raised 134,182 rupees. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen an Indian drama, The Goddess, made in India in 1952 by director R. Krishnan. Tomorrow we can see an Italian drama, The Legend of the Holy Drinker, made in Italy in 1988 by director Emanuele Olmi. And on Wednesday they will screen a cultural film with music documentary, The Promise of Music, the Bolivar Youth Orchestra and Gustavo Dudamel, made in Venezuela in 2008 by director E. Sanchez Lange. And a mother wrote, "For those who have given themselves to divine, each difficulty that confronts them is the assurance of a new progress, and those must be taken as a gift from the grace." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on ourradio.org.